USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Facebook says it's suspending Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years, formalizing a long-term penalty for the former U.S. president after its independent oversight board said the company was wrong to keep the ban open-ended. Facebook saying it would revisit the suspension 2 years from the date of its initial move to suspend him on January 7th, the day that the Capitol was attacked. Senator Joe Manchin is not at the point where he'd back a Democrat push to pass an infrastructure proposal with no Republican support.
We need to do something in a bipartisan way. We can't continue on these types of projects because we were able to bring everything to fruition working through a bipartisan way. Republicans didn't get everything they wanted the last time, as you recall. And basically, we're not going to get everything, but we can move forward.
The Dow ending the week positive, gaining 179 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The White House is telling private sector businesses to step up their cybersecurity.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
Is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking in New Hampshire on Thursday. The former Vice President saying that he and former President Trump are on friendly terms despite the animosity between the two over the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States should be aggressively investigating whether the COVID-19 virus originated from a lab in Wuhan, China. That's what ex-Clinton administration official and World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl believes. Metzl, a self-described progressive, says he was offended when he'd be frequently dismissed as a conspiracy theorist by other scientists and mainstream media outlets. Metzl believes the United States and other countries have been dragging their feet on properly investigating his claim because of China's deep political influence.
Early last year, I was looking at the evidence, and there was this fake consensus, I felt, saying, well, we know something that nobody knew, that it was a natural origin. And I was looking at all of the data that was suggesting to me that a lab incident origin was really possible. And I started asking those questions, and I think everybody should have been asking those questions. Some were, but there was a forced consensus that was pushed by, certainly by the Chinese, but by even a small number of scientists who had very significant conflicts of interest. And unfortunately, we collectively allowed a fake consensus to emerge. And I think that stifled some very healthy question asking.
Metzl's comments courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.